And what I wanted to talk about tonight is the ways in which those 12 steps are so outwardly oriented. Because when we think of compassion, we think of compassionate action. We think of compassion, and many Dharma teachers have said compassion is a verb. It is something we do. It is a giving. It's an offering. But I also want to take some time tonight to talk about this dissonance or conflict that we might feel internally between what we aspire to and how we feel in the moment when we're in the midst of difficult situations, and how we can actually train ourselves to embody or be in the state of compassion before we move towards action. So that's kind of the broad outline of what I'll be talking about. There's a wonderful quote that I wanted to begin with today. I've heard Jack Kornfield use this quote by a poet, W.S. Merwin, and I just discovered that he's been a poet laureate of the United States and was an extraordinary poet. It's just one sweet line that I think brings together this mindfulness practice that we do and this compassionate energy from within. And it says, "Little breath, breathe me gently. Row me gently, for I am a river I am learning to cross. Little breath, breathe me gently. Row me gently, for I am a river I am learning to cross." This sense of, even with the tenderest, simplest instruction, simple but not easy, instruction of just breathing, of just being with the breath. Can we be with that gently? Can we be with that tenderly, in a way that actually is kind to ourselves in the moment? I don't know if any of you have had this experience, but certainly in my early years of practice, there was this sense of sit down and do the breath. And you better do it right. And this sense of being with the breath, and then, am I breathing right? And really making it into a project. And I feel like this embodying of compassion can begin with the simplest act of just being with the breath. Being with it in a gentle, tender way. It doesn't make a project out of it. It doesn't make an imperative out of it. So I love that particular simple line. So rather, since I knew a number of you had been working with the 12 steps of compassion, and since some of us have just been on the retreat experience with Heather Martin and Steve Armstrong, Heather actually gave a wonderful talk the last night of the retreat that was on kindness, and I was assiduously taking notes of it and the points that she took. And I feel like the list of examples that she gave around kindness, which are all externally oriented actions that we could practice in the world so with such ease. There's 7 of them that I thought we could explore here. And look at them first as external actions, and then explore how we can bring them to internal attitudes of heart and mind so that we're embodying compassion in relationship to ourselves. And these, what Heather mentioned, are very consonant with this practice that I've been doing teacher training, and I've just completed teacher training with Christopher Germer and Kristen Neff, who are two people that have been writing about mindful self-compassion. Each one of them has a book, and is quite a wonderful, if you Google mindful self-compassion, there's a wealth of materials on the web right now. And, you know, I've been practicing since 1986 and thought I had, you know, a pretty good sense of compassion and thought I had, you know, moved past making the breath an object and a project and all of those self-critical mind states. And yet, in doing this training, in order to be able to offer mindful self-compassion training to others, I discovered places, you know, cobwebs of places within the heart and within the mind where there's still that tendency to self-reject, to criticize, to actually in some ways harm ourselves from the inside out. So I'd like to just offer you these seven pieces from Heather, and then explore the ways in which the Mindful Self-Compassion group work with these 7 points, and then with their approach. And there'll be some a couple of experiential pieces as well. So Heather talked about giving space as kindness. Giving space to other people, leaving them some room to be interested in other people. Interest as kindness. Listening as kindness. Appreciation of another person as kindness. Particularly talking about children and grandchildren, encouragement and support as kindness. That might be more obvious. Trust as kindness, and tenderness and warmth of heart as kindness. So I would say that each of those 7 points, we could also, you know, the Buddha's teachings are right in the Satipatthana Sutta, to work with each of the objects, the 4 foundations of mindfulness, to work with them internally, externally, and both internally and externally. So I would take this first point and each one and ask you this question to reflect on for yourself. So to what degree would you say you give yourself space? Just take a minute and ask yourself, how do I give myself space? Interested in. How am I interested in what's going on inside this heart, inside this mind? To what degree am I interested in this action in the world and how it reflects what's internal, what's in me? Well, how do I listen to myself? What degree do I bring the kindness of just listening to what's here? How often do I appreciate myself? When and how do I encourage and support myself? Really important one. When and how do I trust myself? And finally, to what degree is there a sense of tenderness in my heart towards this fragile human being who is doing the best she or he can in this world? So in this contemplation, in these reflections of these wonderful points that Heather offered to us in the last talk, This is a way of turning in the way that the mindful self-compassion practice does. I've got a glass right here. Yeah? Is that okay? The question of a friend, imagine a friend comes to you with a great problem. Problem of with their children, with their spouse, with their family, with their workplace. And if this person is a good friend, you sit down with them, you take time with them. You in some way express your compassion. I'm so sorry this is happening. And wow. Just tell me about it. You know, let me hear the story. And to what degree is there something that we could do about this together? There's something, how could I help? And are there other resources that we could bring to help you out with this? So that same energy that we would offer to a dear friend, when we ourselves are faced with X, Y, or Z difficulty, can we turn to ourselves in the same way as we would to a good friend? The experience of having a problem, of having difficulties in life, is often this experience of feeling alone, of feeling as if the space is contracted around us, like the mind and heart becomes very narrow in feeling the contraction of whatever the difficulty or problem may be. And in sitting down with oneself and offering some kindness to oneself, there's this sense that you too you're not alone. There's a way in which we can be friends to ourselves, even if other friends are not available to help us out. Maybe one part of the step. So let's just take a moment, and there's very direct and simple embodiment of this compassionate attitude towards ourselves. And just take your hand, palm of your hand, and bring the palm of your hand someplace to your body that you feel comfortable. The mindful self-compassion people often put the hand on the heart. You might not feel comfortable doing that. But you can try it. Just try it. See how that feels. You can close your eyes if that feels more comfortable. If putting your hand on your heart doesn't work, you might put it on your cheek. You might put it on your arm. You know, this gesture that we often do could be a way of feeling as if I'm hugging myself. There's a man who is in a training that I just did, who's a nurse. And he is in a very stressful rehab unit for people with serious addictions. And he would just put his hands on his thighs as a way of just making contact with himself. So wherever you might have your hands right now, or just one palm of your hand, just take in this feeling of warmth. And this is a kind of tenderness, a kind of care that is a sense of soothing to the entire nervous system that is usually quite triggered when we're in a situation of pain or difficulty or sorrow, suffering, tragedy, crisis. So just this warmth of the hand placed safely on the heart, on the cheek, on the arms, on the leg. in some ways, it's a simple message from the palm of the hand to another part of the body that says, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm with you. It may be that it says to you, you're not alone. So that's the first experiential piece. You want to leave your hand where you are, where you have it right now, please do continue, because it can feel very good.